Welcome to On the Verge. I am Kara Bradley, bringing you these morning messages, these quick hits, insights from the edge, things that are coming up, popping up, what I'm learning, what I'm sharing, and more. And today is one of those more episodes. But before I get into it, I want you to know that these podcasts are brought to you by Amari Global, the mental wellness company, building human-to-human networks around best-in-class products that really deserve to be in people's hands. I am partnering with Amari Global. It's what's sustaining me. And if you are interested in learning more about our best-in-class gut-brain protocols for mental wellness and mental fitness, take a look at the show notes or jump on my website, KaraBradley.net. Today's episode is a little bit more about me than anything, and it always makes me a little bit uncomfortable to go personal, but I know that what I'm experiencing right now in my newly houseless existence and location independence is of interest to a lot of people because it is, it's a little bit nuts, to be honest with you. And I want to take one episode a week to give you a little bit of the behind the scenes as to why my husband Brian and I decided to give it all up, hit the road, and where we are, what we're doing, what we're learning, in case it's of interest to you, perhaps in your future. But here's the deal. Like, you don't have to become location independent to do some of the things that I want to talk to you about today. 16 years ago, I started my business, Verge Yoga. And back then, I had the inspiration to give it the tagline, unblock, unfold, unleash. And I have to tell you that those three words continue to jar me, shake me, give me goosebumps. Unblock, unfold, unleash. I know in my cells, I know that deep down in every cell of my being, that I have and you have extraordinary potential, extraordinary intelligence, wisdom, energy, creativity, and that we just get blocked by life's experience, by conditioning, by social expectations. We block that potential. So those three words, unblock, unfold, unleash, have never left me for a day. And we, meaning Brian and I, about 5 or 6 years ago, decided that we wanted to physically live in a way that felt unblocked. Because I had operated this 24/7 business almost every day of the year for 15 years, we were feeling very held down and very location dependent. And so about 4 years ago, we sold our house. We got rid of most everything, put some stuff in storage, and rented a small 2-bedroom apartment in the Philadelphia area. And then last October, the lease was up and we decided to let it all go. We still have a little bit of stuff in storage, but we have no house. Now, we're nomads. Are we nomads? I don't know. You could say we're nomads. We're not in an RV. We are thinking that we are going to be renting short-term rentals here and there and traveling here and there. But for right now, we don't want a house. We don't want a location. We actually want to explore life without having the tether of stuff, the burden of having a home and the upkeep and all that comes with it. So for the winter, we spent it 6 months on Granite Lake in New Hampshire. We recently gave that up, and now we're on the road. I'm coming to you from Acton, Massachusetts. We've been traveling around New Hampshire, and interestingly enough, the quote that I want to read to you is by Henry Thoreau. He wrote it, I believe it comes from his book Walden, which is a stone's throw from where I am right now. Henry David Thoreau said, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach. And not, when I came to die, discover I had not yet lived." So we have given it all up, the stuff that is, to unburden ourselves, to untether our lives so that we can learn to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and to learn what it has to teach. And so with so much of what we're learning as we let go, let go, let go, there's been this untangling effect. Untangling from conditioning. Untangling from attachment to. Untangling from the roles, the personality, the who I was, the who I've been. And it's in all of the untangling, the letting go, the untethering, the unburdening, the unloading, that we are unleashing this extraordinary energy, this incredible enthusiasm for life, and this beautiful sense of presence and of listening and of trusting. Now, I am not proposing that everybody go out and do this. I don't think it is for everyone. Right now, as we've told many of our friends, we have this sliver of freedom where our three parents that are living are all healthy and our daughters are where they need to be right now. But we know that this could change in any moment. Any moment, life can turn on a dime, as we know, all know from having experienced the pandemic. In any moment, all of our best laid plans, which we don't have many, could just dissolve. And we could be called to be somewhere. So we recognize that this is a sliver of freedom. And if we don't take the opportunity to do it, we may never have it. We might not. We don't know. So I want to share that with you. Because you may not be in a place where you have the freedom physically to uproot, dissolve, let go of everything and, you know, hit the road. But there may be other places in your life that you're ready to untangle, that you're ready to unload. It could be relationships, it could be a work style, it could be a lifestyle. It could be how you care for yourself or others. It could be one of so many things. When you start to untangle, or at least have the intention to untangle the knots, the complexity around certain areas of life, the work starts to happen subconsciously. And those insights, they may peek through. Those insights that offer you the wisdom of the next best step to take, or how to let go of, untether from, release your grip on. And this has been our exploration. You know, it started with selling our house, getting rid of the stuff, going to the apartment. And then it was selling the business and releasing the responsibility and the burden I had carried for so many years, we had carried. And now, I mean, we're not totally free, but we're feeling so much lighter and brighter, so that we're seeing opportunity in ways that we want to live. Now, we will most definitely have a house again. Have no idea where, but it'll happen. But for right now, we're kind of out in the middle of the lake, just hanging out and experiencing life in this untangled, unburdened way. And so I want to close this out by saying that we are not retired. I am far from retired. We're not in an RV. We're in our Subaru. We have a tent on top of our roof that we sometimes camp, and sometimes we're in hotels, and sometimes we're with friends and family. There's no rhyme or reason yet, and I don't know if there will be, but we're not retired. I'm spending about 25 to 30% of my time creating courses around mental fitness for wellness platforms and brands. I spend part of that time as well speaking to organizations, speaking to corporations on mental fitness and performance and wellness. And then I'm spending the other majority of my time building a beautiful human-to-human network with Amari Global, this mental wellness company that I've been with for 2 years and I so believe in. I not only believe in this new science of the gut-brain connection, but I believe in the products, and I believe in the business model that's bringing humans together to flourish, to transform, to work collectively and collaboratively in a highly conscious way, and also to build financial prosperity. So it is a very, very exciting time to be in a business like this. And I welcome you. If you are interested, if you are curious, jump on to my Team Flow page and let's have a conversation. Until next time, thank you. Thank you for being with me, for listening, for allowing me the time to indulge in my own journey. I appreciate it, and I hope that it is useful for you. And I welcome your questions. Just reach out, find me on social media, or email me, Kara@KaraBradley.net. Until next time, I wish you well. Go out there and shine.